Can you talk a little bit about how you approach sequentially first, second, and third line therapy of metastatic disease, both in the younger, healthier patient and the patient with poor performance status?
Let's take the second question first. If we take a look at patients who have poor performance status, I primarily look at comorbid conditions which the patient has. If the patient has significant comorbid illnesses, emphysema is not able to tolerate, is oxygen dependent, then I would suggest proceeding with just one drug.
Which one, generally?
And so a weekly Taxol, weekly Taxotere, or a single agent gemcitabine are probably reasonable alternatives, and I would discard the platinum in that patient. I don't give two drugs in that patient. But if the patient has performance status 2 because of aggressive tumor burden and no comorbid illnesses, then I usually prefer to give them a two-drug combination to start with so as to get the maximum effect up front.
Plus Bev?
You could give Bev if it is adenocarcinoma or non-squamous cell. Then in patients with the first line, healthy patients get two-drug combinations plus minus Bev depending on their eligibility.
What chemo regimens do you tend to utilize?
So at this point in time, we were utilizing all the regimens. Now we are restricted because the approval is only with one regimen. And the third-party payers will have a difficulty paying for it.
So you're giving carbotaxol?
We have to give them carbotaxol in the advanced disease setting.